Turning to the recordings of Jelly Roll that Alan Lomax made for the Library of Congress Folklore Archive in 1938, we find a remarkable body of around 5 dozen brilliant and wildly diverse performances and stories packed with rich historic detail and utterly fascinating music. For Lomax, Morton launched an opus of wide-ranging scope, playing anything he could perform without a band, though at some points pointing out what a band would do here or there. And he illuminates the styles of several forgotten or unrecorded musicians of significance, like Buddy Bolden. I should also add again as a footnote that Lomax encouraged Jelly to play the smutty so-called blues songs from his days working in the brothels. Frankly, some of the lyrics are so filthy and vile that even I find them embarrassing, and of course, we'll forego them here. That said, we find sublime musical moments and vivid historic revelations as well. And during the many weeks of recording, Morton's deeper thoughts about jazz clearly emerge. He points out that jazz music is more than a repertory of clever tunes played enthusiastically, but a technique, an adaptable method of creating music for all occasions, noting that jazz interpretation might be applied to almost any musical idea. For instance, he demonstrates Stars and Stripes Forever, played the way early New Orleans brass bands jazzed up patriotic marches. In the midst of all this singing, playing, and recollecting, Morton tries to puncture some myths and settle several controversies, to his favor, of course. For instance, at one point, he makes clear that scat singing, that is, improvising wordless syllables to a melody, predated Louis Armstrong in the 1920s. Elsewhere, Jelly Roll explains how Tiger Rag evolved from a 19th century French quadrille dance, which is interesting, but what tickles me is the lion's roar we hear in the Hold That Tiger section. Morton made it by leaning his forearm on the keys.
Hold that tiger!
And it may be reminiscent of some of his crowd-pleasing vaudeville routines from decades earlier. And yes, as a young man, Morton had tried his hand at vaudeville sketches and blackface medicine show comedy. Just imagine a lightly complected Creole blacking his face with charcoal to perform minstrel comedy. And apparently his comedic efforts fell so flat, they brought the advice from friends and associates to just stick to music. Also fascinating is Jelly describing the Dirty Dozen. The Dozens is an African-American tradition of verbal sparring, improvised, competitive insults, often set to rhythm or music, that still goes on today in various forms.
Yes, you did me this, you did me that, you did your father, you did your mother, you did everybody. You come to cause your mammy don't wear no drawers. That's the Dirty Dozen, all the Dirty Loving Dozen. Dirty Dozen. Yes, your mammy don't wear no drawers. This would be played in the houses in Chicago where they didn't mind about the language.
Jelly Roll Morton's impression of the Dirty Dozens. He was also intent on getting several of his classics on the congressional record, as it were, like his original Jelly Roll Blues, which marked an important stage in his evolution from ragtime to jazz. Having been unrecorded for nearly a decade, Morton also used the Library of Congress sessions to memorialize some of his new and as yet unrecorded music. And he often accompanies these with choice bits of historic context, as he does in Buddy Bolden's Blues.
Oh, this number is no doubt about 19-2. Oh, well, I tell you, Buddy was the most powerful man in the history. Buddy Bolden would play sometimes at most of the rough places, for instance, the Masonic Hall on Petite and Rampart, which is a very rough section. Sometimes he'd play on the Globe Hall, that's in the downtown section on St. Peter and St. Claude. Very, very rough place. Very often you could hear of killings on top of killings would make any difference. Many a time myself, I went on Saturdays and Sundays to look in the mall and see 8 and 10 men was killed over Saturday night. It was nothing for 8 or 10 killings on Saturday night. Occasionally, Buddy Bolden used to play in the Jackson Hall, which was a much nicer hall, on the corner of Jackson Avenue and Franklin in the Garden District. Occasionally, he would play in the Lincoln Park. Anytime they could get him, that's where they'd have him. That is one of those halfway rough places. I used to go out to Lincoln Park myself when Buddy Bolden was out there because I used to like to hear him play and outblow everybody. I thought it was good myself. Anytime there was a quiet night in the Lincoln Park, well, that little place that I used to hang out in the corner with the boys used to call a hangout corner.
In his youth, Morton had heard the legendary Buddy Bolden and based his Buddy Bolden Blues on a well-known popular tune that was Bolden's unofficial theme song. The melody itself had probably been up and down the Mississippi River many times. In the scandalous version made famous by Bolden and his men in turn-of-the-century New Orleans, its freshly improvised on-the-spot lyrics were comical, ribald, or crudely obscene. The local police considered singing this crowd-pleaser, also known as Funky Butt, a punishable offense. So Morton is referencing actual historic situations and persons. He mentions trombonist Frankie Dewson, who played for Bolden, and Judge J.J. Fogarty, who sentenced petty offenders to community service sweeping up in the marketplaces. Morton edited, slowed, and resynthesized the tune, creating one of his late crowning masterpieces. The noble simplicity and deeply historic resonance of Buddy Bolden's blues, subtitled, I Thought I Heard Buddy Bolden Say, could only have come from Jelly Roll Morton.
Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, you're nasty, you're dirty, take it away. You're terrible, you're awful. Take it away. I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden shout, open up that window and let that bad air out. Open up that window
let the foul air out. I thought I heard Buddy Bolden sing. Thought I heard Judge Fogerty say, 30 days in the market, take him away. Get him a good broom to sweep with. Take him away. I thought I heard him say. Thought I heard Frankie Dewson shout, gal, give me that money. I'm gonna beat it out. I mean, give me that money like I explain you. I'm gonna beat it out, 'cause I thought I heard Frankie Dewson say.
We've been listening to snippets of Jelly Roll Morton's unique Library of Congress recordings, and that Bolden Blues was from one of his last commercial recordings. His later music seems to have taken on a retrospective, folkloric quality, seemingly in tune with the nascent New Orleans jazz revival and national search for musical roots, but actually Jelly wasn't really interested in all that except as it furthered his personal aims.